This is your listening comprehension test. Task 1. My hometown. Listen to four people talking about their hometowns. While listening, match the descriptions A to E with the speakers 1 to 4. There is one more description than you need. You will hear the recording once only. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. Speaker 1.
Hello, I come from Cambridge. It is a small town in England and famous for its university, which has about 20,000 students. Lots of these students ride bikes, so tourists must be very careful in the streets.
Speaker 2.
I live in a small town in the country. Brecon is a market town in the middle of Wales, near a famous national park. It is good for people who enjoy the outdoor life. Brecon streets are full of art galleries, little shops, cafes, and pubs.
Speaker 3.
I live in Liverpool. I'm a football fan, and I watch all the matches of our team, which is nicknamed the Reds. They won the UEFA Champions League final in 2019. Lots of tourists come to see the stadium or watch a match. And imagine, our coach is German.
Speaker 4.
Hi, I come from Edinburgh in Scotland. We have a very famous castle here, which was built more than 300 years ago. Thousands of tourists go up there every year to have a fantastic view of the old town.
That is the end of this task. Task 2. Travelling around London. Listen to a radio programme. While listening, complete the information in the following table. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. The recording starts now.
Welcome to Radio London Life. This is Anne Hopkins. Today's topic is how to spend a great day in Britain's capital. Tim Green is with me in the studio today. Hi, Tim. Could you just tell our listeners a little about what you do here in London?
Hi, Anne. Well, I am a tour guide. I show tourists the most interesting places and sights in London. Most tourists are here for only 3 or 4 days. Some of them just come for one day. But still, they want to see everything. Can you believe it?
With so little time to spend, they wouldn't be able to see everything on foot.
Right. There are so many ways to travel through London. Everybody knows that you can also go by underground or double-decker bus to see the sights. They're the easiest ways, but not always the most exciting.
So what are some alternatives?
You can jump on a boat instead. There are boats that take you from Greenwich to the City of London. Many Londoners use them to go to work every day. They are like buses on the water. They stop at different sites and the captains of the ships tell you about the sights along the river. If you want to drive through the streets in a funny yellow bus, then you should buy a ticket for a London duck tour. It's fun for everyone, not only for kids. Another idea is the Docklands Light Railway. It's an automated train without a driver, which takes you to the Docklands. There you can see a lot of new buildings, hotels and shopping centres. It's a very modern part of London.
Thank you, Tim. They sound like great alternative ways of getting around. This was Anne Hopkins for Radio London Life. Welcome to Radio London Life. This is Anne Hopkins. Today's topic is how to spend a great day in Britain's capital. Tim Green is with me in the studio today. Hi, Tim. Could you just tell our listeners a little about what you do here in London?
Hi, Anne. Well, I am a tour guide. I show tourists the most interesting places and sights in London. Most tourists are here for only 3 or 4 days. Some of them just come for one day. But still, they want to see everything. Can you believe it?
With so little time to spend, they wouldn't be able to see everything on foot.
Right. There are so many ways to travel through London. Everybody knows that you can also go by underground or double-decker bus to see the sights. They're the easiest ways, but not always the most exciting.
So what are some alternatives?
You can jump on a boat instead. There are boats that take you from Greenwich to the City of London. Many Londoners use them to go to work every day. They are like buses on the water. They stop at different sites and the captains of the ships tell you about the sights along the river. If you want to drive through the streets in a funny yellow bus, then you should buy a ticket for a London Duck Tour. It's fun for everyone, not only for kids. Another idea is the Docklands Light Railway. It's an automated train without a driver, which takes you to the Docklands. There you can see a lot of new buildings, hotels and shopping centres. It's a very modern part of London.
Thank you, Tim. They sound like great alternative ways of getting around. This was Anne Hopkins for Radio London Life.
That is the end of this task. Task 3. Asking the way. Listen to the following dialogue between two people in a street in London. While listening, mark the map A, B or C that shows the correct way. There is only one correct map. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 15 seconds to look at the task. The recording starts now.
Hello. Could you please tell me how to get to the British Museum?
Yes, you're actually very close. Go straight on Bedford Avenue until you reach Bloomsbury Street. Turn right into Bloomsbury Street and walk on for about 50 metres. Turn left when you come to the next crossing. There's a restaurant right on the corner. You can't miss it. And then you will be in Great Russell Street. After a few metres, you'll see the museum.
So it's first straight on, then right, and then left?
Yes, exactly. You'll be there in less than 5 minutes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Hello. Could you please tell me how to get to the British Museum?
Yes, you're actually very close. Go straight on Bedford Avenue until you reach Bloomsbury Street. Turn right into Bloomsbury Street and walk on for about 50 metres. Turn left when you come to the next crossing. There's a restaurant right on the corner. You can't miss it. And then you will be in Great Russell Street. After a few metres, you'll see the museum.
So it's first straight on, then right, and then left?
Yes, exactly. You'll be there in less than 5 minutes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
That is the end of this task and the end of this listening comprehension test. Stop writing now. relax for a moment, then go on with the tasks in Part B.